Napoleon Adogai is the Director General of the National Communication Authority. He says most South Sudanese government officials use free services such as Gmail and Yahoo, which are not safe for transmitting sensitive government documents. Guy says most government offices use unsecure emails, and that just 15 of 17 government institutions are using the South Sudan or the SS domain.
We have made an appeal yesterday to government officials to start using government email and get off Gmail and Yahoo for official matters. And we made the domain registration for them absolutely free. And we are going also to ask them to host their servers with us, because we have a medium data center here. And that is a very important thing. It will have a price of having to sensitize them how to make use of government email. It will reduce on cybercrime. It will reduce on impersonation. It will reduce on a number of things. But of course, we need to up our cyber security. And with the data aggregated in one location, we will need to double our effort to protect that government issue.
Guy says the few offices with the internet connectivity in South Sudan use insecure standalone Wi-Fi routers, which connect them to the internet via private service providers. He also said the government will work to expand access to educational content online for students.
So normally they will host it at neutral ground. And neutrality, our role as government is to incubate the technology and make it available to our people in order to reduce the cost of internet. This is an answer. And we are hoping that in the first quarter of next year, we should see a significant change in the speed of internet once the internet service providers are on board with this thing.
Speaking at the same event, Sapana Abuye Ebiei, the Director General of the South Sudan Media Authority, says government officials should not fear talking to the media.
This is key. Media is the one that connects the government with the people and with the world. Without media, nobody will know that there is government and what is government doing and what is happening in a country or in another country, simply because media is the one that connects.
The town hall meeting of the National Communication Authority is a partnership with the South Sudan Media Authority to provide an update on the industry's performance and enhance public understanding of media laws online and offline. The 3 days meeting, which ends today, also hosted an expo to showcase young South Sudanese talent bridging the digital divide through innovation. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.